There's something extra going on in his head.
The whole technical staff, they've got a problem.
Our performance was poor for Kune.
We are all growing impatient.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. The PSL had a couple of midweek fixtures on Wednesday. Baroka FC came up against top of the table Mamelodi Sundowns. It was Gaston Serino and Peter Shalolile whose names were on the score sheet as Sundowns claimed all 3 points. The second match of the day saw a struggling Kaizer Chiefs face off against a confident AmaZulu. It was Benny McCarthy's side who opened the scoring thanks to a goal on the brink of halftime from Augustine Mulenga. Leonardo Castro converted from the penalty spot for Amakhosi in the 67th minute. However, luck was not on Chiefs' side as Daryl Mashekwe received his second yellow of the game, forcing Chiefs to finish the match off with 10 men. In the 85th minute, Majoro had the winning touch as he converted brilliantly from a Kune mistake, leaving Chiefs with a bitter pill to swallow as they lost their sixth game of the season. After the match, we asked our supporters, do you think Kaizer Chiefs players are having problems with their coach or the management team, or are they losing because of the transfer ban? We also asked our supporters what they thought of Kune's performance. As usual, you guys sent in your voice notes and you didn't disappoint. I am your host Aiden, standing in for Slew, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. After Kaizer Chiefs squandered more points in the league against AmaZulu, we asked our fans if you think Kaizer Chiefs are struggling because of their coach or the management team, or if they are struggling because of the transfer ban that FIFA have inflicted upon them. We also wanted to know what you thought of Kune's performance. Here is what you all had to say.
Players are up to something. Either sabotage, they want to sabotage someone. I don't know, really, I don't know. The same team that played last season is the same team that is playing now. So what is the problem? The same team that was fighting for a PSL championship is the same team that is playing today. So what is the problem?
Kune, we have to give him a chance just because right now he's under pressure. What is he doing? A small mistake, as people will just judge him. We must give him a second chance.
We have got these players in the Kaizer Chiefs. They failed the former coach, meeting Dob. Even now, I don't blame the coach. We've got players who are not committed. And it's high time Kaizer Chiefs release all these old players and bring in new players who's going to commit themselves, who's going to die for the team, who's going to be proud of the badge of the team. I don't blame Hunt or the management. I blame Kaizer Chiefs players. The senior players, they're not serious enough. They're not committed. They must be released.
I think there's something wrong psychologically in Okune. Because they perform so bad. And since when? So there's something extra going on in his head. Maybe as I'm a support. Marin, hopefully, we are solve a little bit. Performance yake iya improve.
Yeah, I think lava fan abane problem ne management. I don't think he coach, but ne coach anayo ine problem. Angazi ukuthi yini ngayo kaVenant une problem iskin sakhe. Asihlangane next ne management ungathi yine problem nalava fana. Hayi. Bayasukumeza manje abafana bethu.
Currently performance yakhune like yehlile and you need to work more hard and the whole team to improve, and as the supporters we have to rally behind him as an individual and the whole team. So for me now, like currently performance yakhe I convince and ufuna ukuthi asebenze so that you will gain the confidence of media and Tina as supporters.
Yeah, it's a bit tough actually to accept izinto ezenzakala ngoba ukuhlekwa into zethu. But masibheka yabona ukuthi ama-players especially namadala ukuthi under-19 coach and bathole i-chance ukuthi bedlale but abaproduce ama-results amahle instead siyalimala kakhulu. So we can't wait actually ukuthi sikwazi ukuqala sisayine nama-players and sikwazi ukuthi mhlawumbe sibe nama-players amasha lapho sijabule njengabantu bonke. Leyo strong sizokwenzeka very soon. Last season, yes, but next season,
our performance was poor for Kune. on the day because checking Lama Korwe to he tried to Puma Epalini and Puma Kepalini didn't help. And especially goal number two tried to come out but he didn't get the ball properly. But I think on that goal there was a lack of communication between Yena and defender Yaki. And even goal number one, there was a lack of communication between Yena and my defender. I think the thing that makes Ukunu Guti Tole Ubunzima at this stage, he has a lack of communication between Wena and his defense.
Kune is human. We understand. He's under a lot of pressure and will make a lot of mistakes. But seems like his concentration has deteriorated and he needs to improve soon, very soon. I know it's not easy for him and all players. Because I think they're missing the support from the crowds, from their supporters, and to show them the motivation, especially when things go wrong on the field. They miss all that. It's just different for them. It's different situations. And we understand it's not easy for Kune as like the goalkeeper. He needs to block the goals. He feels under pressure. But he must pick up his socks. Supporters need to see some improvement soon. We are all growing impatient, really, and it's frustrating and it angers us. So please, Kune, brother, just pick up your socks and start improving.
Hey, Kaiser Chiefs, man, is embarrassed. Yes, embarrassed, because even our enemies are happy. They keep on collecting points when they are dropped. But we have to look at ourselves as a Chiefs fan. He's not a good coach for the team. Okay, it's fine. When's again, Lorne? Secondly, Kaskalesa, Kevin Hunt, why Afaga U Angafag Unjangas? Unjangas, Angazala Ningo, but I live for your group. Umfagi Lujangas, so I joined the game. Umfagi Ujangas, who failed to prove it until there, it's never screaming. I saw my friend. Secondly, with Kalamutu, why Angafago, who the Afarano Apay, we have caused. Boom, Umfagi Lukuni. Nah, we're doing the same thing. I think for me, now my player, but those players are not good for his Kaizer Chiefs. Me, now for myself, they are not Kaizer Chiefs.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals in the SL Podcast team. The show is hosted and produced by Slu Paho. It is edited by Aiden Hewitt and graphics are provided by Nino Segele. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.